The majority of people in the West African nation of Ghana are Christians, but the country is also home to a large Muslim community. Ghana's constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but some question whether the Christian faith is favored in the country's public schools. In this installment of her series, Ghana at a Glance, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at religion in public schools in Ghana.
These public school students at Kandy Estate 5 in Accra are reciting prayers they say every day before classes start. Across Ghana, the public school day begins with an assembly where the national anthem is sung and prayers are recited. Most of these children know the various prayers by heart.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
You have to inculcate religious and moral education in the children as well. It has to instill some sort of discipline in our children. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That's Paul Krumpa, spokesman for Ghana's Ministry of Education. Many Ghanaians agree that prayer in public schools is a good thing. Where the debate comes in is that the prayers the students recite each morning are Christian prayers. 71% of Ghanaians are Christian, but nearly 18% are Muslim. Again, Paul Krumpa.
I don't think any school force any Muslim to actually recite a prayer like Our Father or Hail Mary. No, there's freedom of worship. They allow them to go for Friday prayers. I've not heard any parent kicking against Muslim prayer or Christian prayer at the beginning of every school day.
There are private Islamic schools throughout Ghana, but because some families live on just a few dollars a day, they cannot afford private school tuition. Many are like Mariama Aishak, a Muslim parent resigned to accepting the policy of students reciting Christian prayers each morning. She speaks through an interpreter.
What she's saying right now is that as a parent, she's trying to bring her kids or her children up in the Muslim way, but when they go to school, they have to engage in worship and prayers in the Christian way. And you cannot allow your ward to go to a public school and still expect him or her to be brought up in the Muslim way. So when her kids come home, she will continue to bring them up through the Muslim way.
In addition to the morning prayers, public school students in Ghana also attend Christian services like this one once or twice a week. Eric Adula is a senior at Kandy Estate 5 School.
We go for worship Mondays and Fridays.
How long does it last?
30 minutes.
But Krumpus says,
I'm not aware of that. We can't be aware of everything that goes on in this country.
Christian church services in public schools received a lot of attention in the press in 2008 when an Islamic student fell to his death from a fourth-floor window. He reportedly was fleeing a school administrator who found him hiding in a classroom to avoid attending the worship service. The network of Muslim youth organizations filed a complaint that same year with the country's Human Rights Commission, calling for a ban on mandatory religious services and prayers in public schools. The policy was not changed. Although most schools have the full-fledged Christian worship services listed on their posted schedules, Krumpa maintains that he is not aware of them. He also denied knowledge of collections being taken up from students at some schools during the weekly church services.
This issue cropped up last year. We have taken a decision on it. We have actually asked them to stop.
Are you monitoring it?
You don't expect the ministry to be monitoring the collection of offertory in schools. Every school has a circuit supervisor. So it is up to the circuit supervisors to ensure that the directive from the Ghana Education Service is adhered to.
During a recess period at Kandy Estate 5, many young Muslim girls, such as 13-year-old Zainu Banyawin, walk around wearing veils around their head, along with their brown and gold school uniforms. And Yawin does not balk at the prayers and services.
Anything they ask us to do, we're supposed to do because it's their authorities. You know, if you do not go, they maybe you will be punished or something else. Some of my friends, they always complain about something. I don't care. I like school.
Do you wish they didn't have the service since you are Muslim?
Because it's compulsory, I have to go.
On the streets of downtown Accra, Hashimi Muhammad, who has children in public school, says through an interpreter that he is against the morning Christian prayers and weekly worship services.
We have Christianity and Islamic religion, so he doesn't see the reason why they put all of them together. They should be allowed to worship differently. Otherwise, if they continue to do this, it's like they are infringing on their religious rights. So he seems to have a huge problem with that.
His friend, Gregory Zumaba, a Catholic, sees the issue a bit differently.
They don't stop the Muslim students. When it is time of prayers, you can go for your prayers. Our leaders, when they go together in a seminar or something like that, they do things together. So there's nothing wrong about this. When you go to Roma, you do what as Romans do.
Sitting next to Zumaba is Mohammed Salisu Kagora. He's not concerned about prayers and worship in school because he teaches his children about their Muslim faith at home. What bothers him is the weekend classes that also include prayers.
Out of 7 days, he only has 2 days to make his kids also understand the Islamic religion and practices correctly. So he's actually even made up his mind to take his kids out of school.
Others say they would do the same if they could afford it. In the meantime, some Muslim parents say they will continue petitioning the government to change the policy of daily Christian prayers and weekly worship services in public schools. Education Ministry spokesman Paul Krumpa.
It will not be right for such a policy to be changed. You know, Ghana is a secular country, but Christian faith is very, very important. So if at the beginning of the day, they all assembly, they say the prayers and everything, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And in the spirit of the peaceful nature that Ghanaians are known for, most say, at the end of the day, they see each other as equals and hope to one day find a solution pleasing to all faiths. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting in Accra, Ghana for 88.1 WYPR.